Hello. In this ASI cast, we invited Paul Kennedy, Rajar's Research Director, to talk with Stacey Goers, Senior Product Manager Podcasts at NPR, National Public Radio in the States. Paul discusses with Stacey RAD, Remote Audio Data, the groundbreaking solution for podcast measurement she's been closely involved in developing over the last 2 years. The RAD project engaged the collaboration of a number of partners from across the industry and is the key to unlocking podcast usage. It provides publishers with consolidated metrics on an audio file, how long listeners have been listening, and at what point they dropped off. In other words, a far more useful metric than just the download.
Hi, Stacey. You are the Senior Product Manager for Podcasts at NPR. For our audience, would you mind explaining to me a little bit more about your role?
Absolutely. I've been at NPR for about 3 years, and I support our robust portfolio, anything from publishing to our ad and sponsorship tech integrations to third-party experiences, so places like Apple and Spotify. NPR, is a podcasting powerhouse. We have more than 60 shows, and we really are excited to see the growing audience in podcasting. And then also adoption of experiences like voice-assisted technology. So I work on anything with my wonderful programming and editorial colleagues on efforts to reach new audiences, notably those who might not think public radio is for them. Work with our sponsorship wing on things to make sure that brands can get into the space. And then any efforts with our member stations that are also working on within their podcasting portfolio. So it's a really fun role working with so many folks at NPR and within our digital network.
Ah, that sounds like a lot of variety going on there. Now, you've invented something called RAD, or Remote Audio Data, which is the key to unlocking measurement of podcast usage. That has been a major project. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely, yes. And I would even put a little caveat in that NPR invented in collaboration with so many in the space. This is an idea that we originally brought forward, but then, the details and the implementation has really been across organization, across industry effort. But going back, so Remote Audio Data, RAD, is a way for publishers to receive consolidated, organized metrics on listening points in an audio file, giving them an idea of how long users listen to a piece of on-demand audio, then where those users might have dropped off, and to get to a better metric than just the download. Now, we know that the download is the core metric for podcasting, and it has certainly propelled this amazing industry forward, but it's also incomplete. Major platforms are giving us, so us as publishers, this kind of listening data, but they're all separate. So, you are exporting a report here, or you're logging into a dashboard there, and you're sharing this across your different editorial and publishing colleagues in numerous ways. And that's, tough for really any podcaster, NPR included. So when we were looking to think to start to, solve this problem, and we've been working with others in the space on RAD for at least 2 years, we really wanted to take what we could get with that download data and expand that to listening events. So we really wanted to get the core problem that we're, seeking to solve is to get specific listening events across a range of platforms and mobile apps. But the driving principles behind this tech is that it's not hard to implement for any parties involved. It's really light, and that the core components is something that all of those in podcasting agree on. So if you think of analytic providers, publishers, mobile apps, all those tech in between. And, it's also important to just have the base bare minimum of data that we as publishers and then sponsors as well need to get the job done, so to respect user privacy. So this is how RAD works. The publisher of an audio file within a podcast feed, so you think of an MP3 file, when you're making that, you add time markers to the ID3 tag of the media file. So this is just essentially a container that goes wherever the audio file is. And within that, that ID3 tag, you're following a schema, and this is the core, like the RAD schema. And it's showing you both these different time elements, but then also, which is key, a tracking URL, and I'll get to that in a moment. But then when this piece of audio is out and published in the world, mobile apps are configured for RAD, and they're prepared to read and understand if a user has hit that time element and within that audio file. And then the mobile app looks at all these different events and batches them up and then sends that data back to that tracking URL originally specified in the media file. So essentially, the mobile app is saying, did the user get to this point in that file? And if so, go ahead and tell the publisher, tell the receiving end that it happened. And then the publisher or analytics lead at the other end of that can coordinate and analyze all that data from a range of places. So if you're receiving events from across in a bunch of different mobile apps, you can look to essentially how many listens this piece of audio received. And this core idea really came from NPR starting a pilot and just within our owned and operated NPR One app to see if this could work. And after just a really brief pilot, we discovered that it did, which was really exciting. So then we started talking to others in the space and started collaborating with others to see, you know, do you like this idea? What are your requirements here? What's a non-starter for you? And we were able to get to like the core of a tech spec. And with that, this past December, we released that technical spec and then open source mobile SDKs for the mobile clients to be able to do that pretty straightforward reading and understanding the RAD apps or the RAD events. And then since then, what we've been doing is talking to others and holding a bunch of working groups and really trying to have different colleagues in the on-demand audio space then start to implement this kind of technology.
Wow, it does sound complicated. So basically, there are three elements. One is inserting the tags. Then there is getting the mobile apps to configure it in order to be able to identify the fact that the tags have actually reached, been played. And then there is the reporting back and relaying that they have been played in order to be counted and assessed for measurement purposes. You obviously worked with an awful lot of different companies from different parts of the industry in order to get this done. I mean, you know, it sounds like an amazing, you know, cooperation in order to produce the end result. How difficult was it for you to get people to engage with you on this project?
Oh, engaging is not hard. The podcast industry is incredibly passionate about the tech that drives its success. I mean, if you ask nearly anyone about measurement standards, IP blacklists, user agents, you'll certainly get a robust response. So talking about RAD and kind of figuring out what the there-theres are was a really fun and exciting conversation. It's certainly easy to get people in the room. And it was more hard, and it's not always easy to work with our small limited teams on all these different podcasting stakeholders. You know, you're thinking about a team that's building an app of three or four folks. And, you know, to try to work through them of how does something fit on a roadmap or how do you lever something like this, which has great, you know, industry wins with a user-facing component that someone wants to update. So that's where like the challenges in these conversations come. And even within the working group conversations, as we kind of went line by line on this kind of spec, we very much were able to identify areas that we thought we knew we wanted to flesh out. Anything from thinking about, you know, what is required for the mobile app versus what is required for the analytics side and just kind of get through the details. So there were, you know, some long Google Hangout calls, some very great, you know, comments in a thread and a shared spec doc. But people are really passionate and that's really exciting to see. I think the podcast industry has grown so fast and you have so many folks who have been along that ride and also very much want to preserve the core things that made it great. You know, anything from having that very intimate experience from an audio file to a user and making sure that, you know, you're being very thoughtful about any other tech that's coming forward in the space. So it was certainly fun. And that was surprising, you know, bringing to a bunch of folks about a new tech spec for a podcast analytics is not always, you know, the most exciting email to write, but people jumped on and it was fun.
You've done so well there, because we tried to do something similar in the UK a few years ago, and I think it took us about 6 months to actually get to a definition of what a podcast actually was before we got anywhere near trying to define, you know, standards for measurement. So I have to congratulate you on that.
Well, I will say actually, though, and the one thing for RAD is that we are building the foundation of a tech. The one thing that we stayed away from, which I think was it was a deliberate move, but it's something that I would love to have the conversation about with others in the space, is we didn't say what is the definition of a listen per se. So thinking about, like, yes, if somebody hits this point in a file X, Y, and Z. But in the same way that the industry has really refined what is a download, we are not necessarily looking to, within RAD itself, to say these are all the core components that define listening, and then go ahead and, you know, sell this to brands or, you know, share this with your folks. Really, if we need to, we want to get to that point within the industry. So here's the tech to go ahead and support it. And then we can work with others in the space to be able to have that core definition next. So I think that's where a lot of the thorniness kind of dissipated, in that we need the underlying technology to get there, and then we can get to the refined definitions and be able to run, you know, run forward.
Uh-huh. So what you've developed is a system that is actually very, very flexible and isn't just confined to the world of podcasts. So would you be able to, say, port your tech onto live radio in any shape or form to make that useful?
I think it's a great question. I know it's not within the immediate roadmap that, you know, myself and, you know, NPR has looked at, but that doesn't mean that we wouldn't want others in the space to explore. And the one thing that we wanted to, and I really want to emphasize as well with, you know, remote audio data, is that it's open, it's collaborative. And I know there's a desire and a need for that, and I would really love to see others jump on board and kind of and take the baton and run with it. But for the time being, I don't. The spec itself doesn't address it. But I would love for it to get there.
Ah, that sounds like it's plausible, at least. You're actively encouraging people to use RAD. Is that within the United States, or would you see that being used across, you know, the international spectrum?
Yeah, it's definitely even within the working group conversations we had folks international in that, which is great. You know, anything from Acast to Omni, you know, to the teams that span the globe. And, you know, RAD is really looking at on-demand audio files, and we know that is something that's international. You know, and I think one of the things that obviously comes up is, like, you know, consent, user privacy, GDPR, and the RAD spec makes it very clear that anyone who implements this should absolutely comply with all applicable laws, you know, privacy by design, privacy by default, all the requirements that come under something like GDPR. And the RAD spec itself, and this is something we're also proud of, is that it's designed to minimize the collection of personal data, and any data should be used only for those aggregate analytics. You know, we know that data under this auspices is for a legitimate interest. And just like GDPR allows publishers to collect and analyze and use analytics data about users who visit their websites and apps, this is a safe way for publishers to collect and use that kind of similar data from podcasts.
So if I were a listener to a podcast and I had downloaded a RAD-enabled app in order to do so, the only way I would actually know that my data was being collected, or that my RAD tags were being fetched back, would be in the privacy policy of the mobile app itself.
Correct. And that's very much, you know, a user experience that the mobile app should control, and they should be able to present to users in a thoughtful way. And we knew very fast that, you know, the way our NPR1, you know, client handles it would be very different from others. And that's great. And so, yes, it's very much at that mobile app side.
Uh-huh. Okay, now that sounds good, and I cannot wait to hear more from you in Prague on Wednesday the 6th of November. Just before you go, I've got to ask you a cheeky question. If you were doing this again, developing RAD, is there anything you would do differently?
That's a great question. So I will say there are things I know I wouldn't change to start is that, you know, we spoke with the mobile engineers, the analytics leads, the developers within these different on-demand audio teams. And I think that got us quickly into the meat of RAD and the tech behind it and how this could work. And I really think that accelerated things and, you know, built trust really fast. And you can bring the person who would be actually implementing this within an app into the room and have them as the key stakeholder. That was so important to us, and I think that definitely jump-started us. But even going back to your earlier question, I would have really loved at the onset of this to have more resources to explore all variations of audio. You know, we were, like you asked earlier for live radio, we were approaching a very specific problem. And I think if we had much more space, much more time to be able to explore this even more holistically, even with, you know, the RAD spec looks to, it doesn't look to like HLS, for example. It looks to MP4s and MP3 files, you know. So I think even within being able to expand to that would be something that when I have discussions with colleagues who work with all different media files, I think it would give us a much, you know, stronger presence there. So that's something where I wish we would have been much more aggressive to start. That being said, I think, you know, now there's space for that, and that's great. So it's that door is by no means closed. But I think perhaps even having such a narrow focus, you know, kind of held us up a little bit in some conversations.
Do you think that your position as a, you know, basically a public organization and basically being not for profit or mainly not for profit, enables you to open doors that wouldn't have been, you know, available to a, you know, a for-profit organization?
Yeah, I think so. You know, NPR very much was the ones who say, here's the thing, we'll coordinate these meetings, we'll talk to it, we'll, you know, be the person who keeps everything, you know, in line and keeps us all coordinated and kind of gets the prized, you know, features bubbling to the top. So yeah, I do think so. But that, you know, enabled us to work pretty swiftly with anybody from the ad tech end, anyone from, you know, the mobile end and, you know, the mobile apps that, you know, have paid experiences that are looking obviously to monetize in some way as well. So yeah, I do think so. And NPR too, we also have, you know, we open source, technology. We have a history of that. So I think this very much for my team, like this fits into the ethos of things we want to do. You know, I would love for us to continue to innovate in podcast tech and be able to, you know, share that with the community at large as well. So this very much not only fit into how I think others look to the brand, but then also how we view ourselves internally and working within the podcast ecosystem.
Well, Stacey, I shall end it there. That has been a very illuminating conversation, and I look forward to picking it up again with you in Prague. So thank you very, very much.
Yes, I'm so excited. I really, really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to the event.